I've lived in this village now for 42 years, and just about every single day I've walked along these shores at some time during the day. Generally, I go for my walks first thing in the morning, which I think is always the best time of the day. And I always carry my camera with me. And it's never, ever the same, depending on the tide, on the weather, the time of the year. I mean, the conditions are changing all the time. The view is always different. And over the years, I've taken thousands and thousands of photographs because I find it just quite irresistible, particularly when the sun is coming up in the morning. I mean, the camera comes out and I take pictures. It is just unbelievably beautiful. And for me as an artist, it's a huge inspiration.
But of course, riverside dwellers came to love the river because of the variety and the light. As we speak, there are exhibitions of artists who made their living and love being beside the river because of its infinite variety of light and shade, of tide. I mean, it's not like a lake where when you look out at the water, it's there all the time and it's static. The river is always moving. The tide is always different. You go down on the foreshore and you see things that expose that you don't normally see. There are shellfish there. There used to be oysters, of course, by the thousand, by the million. So it's an inspiration to artists, and it's a playground. It's a wonderful source of inspiration to photographers and artists.
I mean, I've often said that despite the fact I paint in other locations around Pembrokeshire and further afield, I could probably spend my entire life just painting the aspects and the views and the features and the moods of this particular river. It really is quite an inspiration, and certainly one of the main reasons why I moved to Langham in the first place. Apart from painting the wider view, the other things which interest me are the smaller features within the landscape. Things like rock forms, tree roots, the patterns on the mud. And they're almost abstract forms, but extremely exciting from a visual point of view. And I find those sort of features very, very inspiring as well. And I know for a fact that they're the sort of things which inspired artists like Graham Sutherland, who did an awful lot of work around this particular area. He used to stay at Picton Castle, at Benton Castle, and I know he walked these shores frequently. And lots of the features that I've just described, you will see in some of his paintings.